As the largest residence hall on Ball State's campus comes down, a new dorm may be on the way up. Friday, BSU's Board of Trustees approved the plan for Phase 1 of what's being called the North Residential Neighborhood. Ball State Vice President of Business Affairs Bernie Hannon says it's part of the plan to replace the La Follette complex.
La Follette was this behemoth. It's 1,900 beds. It's huge. And we just don't like to build residence halls that size anymore. It's sort of too impersonal.
Phase 1 includes three projects. The first is realigning McKinley Avenue to add more land for a new residence hall. The other two are building that residence hall as well as a standalone dining hall. These three projects will cost about $90 million. Ball State Associate Vice President for Facilities Planning and Management, Jim Lowe, says this project will increase Ball State's total housing capacity.
When you net the fact that we're going to install about 1,100, it's 1,000 to 1,100 more beds with these two residence halls, and the fact that we've always had beds out of the queue, that gives us the ability to take rest of La Follette out and actually be a little bit above where we've been living for the last 10 or 15 years.
Phase two of this project will be a second residence hall that will cost about $50 million. Hannon says he will seek approval of those funds about a year from now. If all goes according to plan, Lowe says the entire project should be finished by 2021. In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.